Hello, I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I know today that if you'll stay tuned, that God's Word will encourage you and bless you. But first, I want to pray for you. Lord, I pray for all of my listeners today. You know every need upon the altars of their heart. You know those one today who are fighting health problems, Lord, that needs a touch from you. I ask that you heal them and make them whole. We pray for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and ask God that you bring them into salvation. Pray, Lord, for our country today and ask God that you bring revival to America. But I ask, Lord, that it begin in our hearts. Lord, let the revival begin. Let us know that we're in the end time of the last days. We must be about our Father's business. If there's one under the sound of my voice that's not born again, I ask, Lord, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. Let them know, God, that the only way into you, Father, is through your Son, Jesus Christ. That is not many ways into you, but only one. His name is Jesus. Make that real and known to them this day, I pray. And God, I pray that you just keep us under your divine protection and watch over us, I pray. And I thank you for your mercy, and I thank you for your goodness, because you have done nothing but be good to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today I want to talk to you about He ain't done me nothing but good. You say, well, Blonnie, that's not good English, but that's just how it is. I just have to say it like it is. There's a song that says, He ain't done me nothing but good. And that's my testimony of all the many years that I've been preaching the gospel and all the many years that I've been traveling across this land. That just says it all within a sentence of everything that I've been through, everything that I've faced, every mile that I've made, every mountain that I've climbed, every valley that I went through. I have to tell you that God ain't been nothing but good to me. And that's what He is to you also. So many times, because of the hardness of our heart and the blindness of our eyes and the dullness of our spiritual hearing, that we can't understand that God, His divine purpose for us is to be good to us. But a lot of times we reject His goodness. And when you reject God, you reject His hand of mercy and protection and goodness. But if you'll let Him be the Lord of your life, and even when we have sinned and done things wrong, you look back over your life and you see where God was good to you, protected you, and brought you out of situations that otherwise you would have never got out of. But I want to read out of Psalms 145. I want you to listen closely to this word. Psalms 145, I want to begin reading with verse 8. It says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great of mercy." We could just stop right there and just go to preaching, because the Lord, He is so gracious to us. He's full of compassion. The Bible says that His compassion is renewed every morning toward us. And we may have been through things this day and go through things, but every morning His compassion is renewed every morning. The Lord is good to all. I want you to know that. It says, the Bible says, the Lord is good to all. God's not a respecter of persons. What He's done for one, He'll do for another. He's good to all. And His tender mercies are over all His works. Aren't you glad for that today? All the works shall praise Thee, O Lord, and Thy saints shall bless Thee. They shall speak of the glory of Thy kingdom and talk of Thy power, to make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and to the glorious majesty of His kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and Thy dominion endure throughout all generations. What a magnificent description of our God. He is gracious. He is loving toward all. He has tender mercies toward His works. And we are to speak of His glory. I think that we don't talk enough about His glory. So many times in America, all we talk about is gimme, 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 and Lord, I want this, I want that. But you need to stop and praise your God for your goodness that He has been through you. And we need to have time to worship Him and thank Him. So many times our prayers are just centralized around what we want Him to do for us. But do you ever stop and ask Him, what does He want you to do for Him? Do you ever praise Him for His goodness on you? Do you ever praise Him that you still got breath in your body? Can you praise Him because you can still get up and go? There's a lot of people that would love to get up and go on their own today, but they're not physically able. But let me tell you, you need to praise him if you can move in any at all. You need to praise him as long as you've got a voice to worship and praise him with. We need to exalt his name. In this country that we live in now, everything, every aspect of our country is wanting to take God out of it. Take Jesus out of Christmas. Take Jesus out of Easter. But they magnify Halloween and all the other events and anything that's anti-God, they want to exalt it. Take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouses and the schoolhouses and replacing them with guards and tragedies because we've taken God out. His goodness has been taken out of our society. And when his goodness is taken out of our society, then we're going to reap the evil of the wicked one. The Lord is good. The Bible says he is gracious and he's full of compassion and he's slow to anger. And certainly we have to say that God has been merciful to America, even with the laws that America has passed to do away with the unborn babies, over 70 million babies already. And then this last thing, when they took the covenant of God, the rainbow, and turned it into a sign of something that was an abomination, the Bible calls abomination in the sight of God, and even put it on the White House, the highest house in America, desecrating the name of God, and just spitting in the face of God. Oh, my gracious, you're spitting in the face of a God that loves you and is full of mercy and wants to be good to you. But let me tell you, if you keep on keeping on, you harden your heart and you turn away from God, and you got to know that you're going to reap what you sow. Today I have to remember the thief on the cross. Jesus was crucified between two thieves. One mocked and railed him, but the one stood for him and took up for him. The only one during the whole trials that Jesus had the night of his crucifixion, the only one that stood up on his behalf. And he told him, he said, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, please remember me. And on that cross, that thief heard the sweetest words that ever could be spoken. Jesus said, this night thou shalt be with me in paradise. Oh, I tell you, he's good. Even at the last hours of a moment of this man, who he said himself deserved the punishment that he was getting. But he found mercy in Jesus. Even when Jesus was dying on the cross and shedding his blood for the sins of the world, Jesus still had compassion on that thief. He still forgave that thief. And he still told that thief, at this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And guess what? He may be called a thief on the cross, but when he entered paradise, he was no longer known as the thief on the cross. Because the Lord, he is gracious. And I'm talking to a lot of you right now. You've got yourself in a lot of trouble. And you look at your life. You know the things that you've done. You bought it on yourself. But I come by to tell you what Jesus done for that thief on the cross that day. He'll do for you. He'll be gracious to you. He'll forgive you. And he'll give you a place in heaven. All you have to do is ask. And that's what that thief did on the cross that day. He simply asked. He simply identified with Jesus. And that's what we have to do. We must receive him as our Savior. We must identify with him. And he is gracious to us, and he's long-suffering, and he's merciful. I can tell you testimony after testimony of people that was caught up in all kinds of sin and transgression, but they came to Jesus, and he was gracious to them, and he forgave them. You know, today, that's the greatest gift that has ever been given, is the gift of salvation, the gift of forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin. And then I have to think, go to Mark chapter 5. In that chapter 5 of the book of Mark, we're told about a man, his name was Legion, because he had so many demons in him. And the Bible said that he was so bad he lived in the tombs, and he didn't even wear clothes. And people would come up, and he was so wild, they would chain him up. But when those demons began to rule in him, he would break the chains, and nothing could hold him, and nothing could help him, and nothing could tame him, and nothing nobody did could help him. But he cried, and he cut himself. and he was in a terrible, terrible fix. But one day, mercy walked through that graveyard. One day, gracious walked through that graveyard. One day, the great master walked through that graveyard. The one, the only one that could do him any good. His name, it was Jesus. And when Jesus came to that place where that man was, that was so tormented with so many devils, just a little talk with Jesus made it all right. Jesus rebuked the spirits and the demons in him, and they had to come out. And the Bible says that when people of that way come to see what had happened, the Bible said they found this man clothed and in his right mind, sitting at the feet of Jesus. And the Bible says that Legion looked at Jesus and said, I want to go with you. Where you go, I want to go. And Jesus told him this. He said, no, you go back home and you tell everybody, everybody that knew the condition this man was in. Everybody knew how wild he was. Everybody knew how tormented he was. Jesus said, you go back and you tell them what compassion I had on you. And that's what God is saying in this word right here. That in verse 8, it says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. You know, Jesus will have compassion on you. He said, I didn't come to condemn you, but I came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. Today we need that abundant life, and that life is in Jesus. We need that compassion, and that compassion is on Jesus. Let me tell you something. He's slow to anger, and we need to speak of his glory. All of you out there that's been delivered, you need to stand up and voice your testimony. All of you that have had him come by your way and bring you out of the pit, you need to stand forth and tell the people of his love and compassion that he's had on you. And I have to think about Peter when he was in that ship and all the disciples were there, and it was a great storm going on. And he saw Jesus walking on the water, and he said, Jesus, if it's you, bid me to come to you. And Jesus told him to come, and Peter got out of the boat and he began to walk on water. A miracle took place in Peter's life in the middle of the storm. But the Bible says that he got his eyes off of Jesus and on to the storm. And the waves were boisterous and the wind was great. And he got to looking at the storm and off of Jesus. And the Bible says that when he done that, he began to sink. He began to sink. And as he began to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. Oh, what a prayer. Lord, save me. And Jesus had compassion on him. And in that scripture it says, and immediately Jesus reached down and pulled him out of those terrible storm that he was in. And he took him back to the boat, and there was a peace and there was a calm on the sea that night. I'm telling you right now, you may be going down for the third time. You may seem like there's no more hope for you. You may feel like there's no more way out for you. There's no hope for your marriage. There's no hope for your children. You may feel like there's no hope for your health or your finances or the condition of your soul. But let me tell you, if you'll pray that same prayer that Peter prayed that day in that night hour during the storm, he said, Lord, save me. And that's exactly immediately Jesus reached down and pulled him out. You see, it's not the long flowery words that he hears, but he hears the cry from the heart. He hears the cry from the sincerity of the heart. Peter knew that he couldn't save himself. You can't save yourself. Peter knew he couldn't get out of the storm and calm the storm within himself. And you can't either, and I can't neither, but Jesus can. We got to know who to call. Call on the one who is compassionate. Call on the one who is gracious. Call on the one who is good. This scripture says in Psalms 145 that the Lord is good. He wants to do you good. The Lord, he is good. And then I have to think about the widow of Nain. The Bible says that as she was coming out of the city, that the funeral procession, this little mother, this widow woman, she was burying her only son. And when the funeral procession met Jesus in the way, the Bible says that Jesus went up and he stopped the funeral procession. And he laid hands on that young man and told him to rise. And the Bible says that he gave that dead son who was now alive because Jesus had compassion, because Jesus was good, because Jesus was gracious, gave him back to that widowed mother. She needed her son. I'm telling you today, I'm talking to some of you. Some of you feel like your children are dead and are far away from you. But Jesus can do the same for you. He can do the same thing. He reached down and he stopped that funeral procession. And a lot of times there's death in our life. I'm not talking about physical death. Sometimes there's things worse than physical death. There's death of a lot of things. But let me tell you, Jesus is still master, even in the funeral procession. He's master in the storm. He's master in the graveyard. He's master on the cross. He is the master. Oh, if you'll just call on him today, he will reach down and he will bring you out. Don't lose hope. Don't give up. It says the Lord is gracious and full of compassion and slow to anger and great in mercy. I don't know about you, but I want that goodness and I want that mercy in my life and I want his compassion over me. I failed him many, many times, but I have to say he ain't never done me nothing but good. I have failed many times, but he has never failed me. He ain't never done me nothing but good. The thief on the cross would tell you the same thing. He ain't never done me nothing but good. And Legion in Mark chapter 5 would tell you the same thing. He ain't never done me nothing but good. And Peter, when he was sinking, and Peter in his life would tell you the same thing. He ain't never done me nothing but good. And that widow woman that day could tell you the same thing. He ain't never done me nothing but good. I woke up the other day, they sang that song in the revival that I was in. That was one of my favorite songs. And they sang it, he ain't never done me nothing but good. And I woke up with that song burning in my heart over and over and over again. And I'd say, he ain't never done me nothing but good. I have traveled over this country many, many years. And I've preached for many years. Gone through a lot of things. But I'm here to tell you, he ain't never done me nothing but good. I've had the doctors look at me and tell me that there was no more hope and nothing else they could do for me. But Jesus ain't never done me nothing but good. He overrode the report of the doctors. He ain't never done me nothing but good. I've had things in my life come up, and I think, Lord, what am I going to do? How are we going to get out of this? I could see no way out. I could not figure it out. I would plan, but let me tell you, Jesus, when he stepped in, I have to say he ain't never done me nothing but good. When I look over something, I think, Lord, why did this happen? But as the time went back, I'll have to look back and say it was for my own good. Joseph told his brothers when he had went through all that he went, and they tried to kill him and sold him into slavery and did terrible things to him at the ending of his life. This is what Joseph told his brothers. You meant it for evil. Joseph told his brothers, says, you meant it for evil, but my God, he meant it for good. And Joseph would tell you, even after all that he went through, his brothers threw him in a pit and sold him to the caravan, and then he was sold on an auction block, and he was lied on in the Potiphar's house, and he was put in prison, and all of this as a young man. But one day Joseph went from the prison to the palace, and God exalted him to be second in command over all of Egypt. You say, why? Because Joseph would tell you, God ain't never done me nothing but good. And that's what he told his brothers. He said, you meant it for evil, but God took what you meant for evil and turned it around and made it good. And I'm talking to some of you right now. People try to do evil to you. People try to do bad things, but you just leave it alone. You let God handle it. And when he turns it around, I want you to know it'll be turned around. And you'll say the same thing. They meant it for evil, but God turned it around for the good. I've had people try to do things that they wouldn't meant for evil, but I'm here to tell you, when God got through, it was for the good. God made good come to me. God made gracious come to me. God made compassion come to me. Oh, he ain't never done me nothing but good. And I'm talking to some of you right now. You have to say the same thing. He ain't never done me nothing but good. And then I have to think about the deacon Stephen. The Bible says they stoned him for preaching the word of God. And the Bible says that he prayed, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. Even in such a horrible time of his life, he could ask forgiveness of those that were doing him evil, because he knew God's goodness would override any evil that man tried to do to him. I want to repeat that. God's goodness will override any evil that man tries to do to you. And the Bible says that he looked up and he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of the Father. And then the Bible says this specifically, that he fell asleep. They did not take his life. He fell asleep in the arms of Jesus. And the Deacon Stephen, if he would tell you anything right now, he would say, he ain't never done me nothing but good. And I like that song, ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. And on that bright Sunday morning, when the Mary Magdalene, when she went to the tomb, and she looked in that tomb and Jesus was gone, oh, she could say, he ain't never done us nothing but good. He never lied to us. What he told us was the truth. And I'm telling you right now, God's word is the truth. Man will try to change if it don't listen to them. Preachers are coming now trying to rewrite the word, but stay away from them. It's not right. When God's word speaks, it ain't nothing but good. God's word is good. Even when he corrects us, he corrects those that he loves. He ain't never done us nothing but good. He's come to bless you. Don't reject his hand of goodness. Don't reject his hand of mercy. Don't reject his hand of compassion. You have gone through a lot of, you've gone through a lot of stuff. You've tried a lot of things to make you happy and it's failed, but I come by to tell you, God, oh, he ain't never done you nothing but good, and he wants to be good to you. He wants to bless you. He wants to hunt you down and encourage you. He wants to lift you up through his word. He ain't never done us nothing but good. I tell you today, if you'll look and know that even when we leave this world, it's goodbye world, hello Jesus. And when we see him in glory, oh, what a time that's going to be. Oh, when all everything will be worth it all. Everything that we've ever gone through, he ain't never done us nothing but good. I love my Jesus. We used to have a truck driver that would come to see us, and I would love to hear him say, he would always say, I love my sweet Jesus. That was something he'd say all the time. I love my sweet Jesus. And I have to say that too. I love my sweet Jesus, because every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. He ain't never done us nothing but good. He wants to bless. He said, I come to give you life, and I come to give it more abundantly. He wants you not only to have life, and he said, I want your joy to be full, not half full, not just here or there, but even in trials and tribulation, you have a joy of knowing that no matter what, even though you may go through the valley of the shadow of death, you'll fear no evil, for he is with you, knowing the Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want, and he's going to make you to lie down where it's peace and rest. He's going to lead you beside the still waters. He'll anoint your head with oil. He'll cause your cup to run over. He'll give you a table in the presence of your enemies, and you can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life. Why? Because he ain't never done you nothing but good, and he wants to be good to you today. He wants to bless you today. He wants to encourage you today. This word says the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great of mercy. Oh, the Lord is good to all. The Lord is good to all. There's an old hymn that we used to sing a whole lot. It says, count your many blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings and see what God hath done. That's what you need to do today. You need to sit down and count your blessings. Count them and name them one by one. And it will astound you at what God has done. And you'll have to say, he ain't never done me nothing but good. I want to say that again. God ain't never done me nothing but good. That's my testimony today. Today, I want to encourage you to write me if you've got a prayer request. Right, man, I promise to pray for you, and I want you to pray for me that I can keep on with the radio broadcast, and I keep on keeping on, and that God will lay me on your heart to pray for me and hold me up in prayer. And I pray that as you go forth, that God will bring a great revival in your life. It's time for revival. I like to talk about revival that I've had in the past and revival I'm going to have, and I'm having one right now. And I want you to have a revival right now, and you can if you'll really realize that he ain't never done you nothing but good. Visit my website, truckingforjesus.org, and a lot of my messages and books are on there, and you can learn more about my ministry, Trucking for Jesus. And pray for me that I can keep on keeping on, because I have to say again, he ain't never done me nothing but good. Now, over the years, I've lost a lot of my friends. As you get on up in years, you see a lot of your friends going out, and one of my friends, as he lay on his deathbed, he would lay there and say over and over, "Sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus, sweet Jesus," and he would say, "He's good to me." I have to tell you this, remember this, if you don't remember nothing else, he ain't never done me nothing but good, and he wants to be good to you. He wants to be good in your family. He wants to be good to your children. He wants to bring in your lost loved ones. But you got to give him your heart. You got to make Jesus your Lord and Savior. You got to come to him now while you still can. Because when the rapture takes place and God's children are taken out, it's going to be hard for you to come to him. When the Antichrist takes rule over this earth, let me tell you, if you can't serve him now, I don't think you can do it then. But I pray right now you won't put him off, but you'll receive Jesus right now before it's too late. Ask him to come in your heart. Ask him to come in your life. And you too can say, he ain't never done me nothing but good. He'll forgive all your sins. Listen to me. He'll forgive every evil thing you've ever done and never bring it up against you again. Your slate will be washed clean. Your books will say paid in full. He'll write your name down in heaven. And when you breathe your last breath and you stand before him and he enters you into heaven, you'll say too, he ain't never done nothing but good to me, but look at the good that awaits me in heaven. God bless you today, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, he ain't never done us nothing but good.